This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now look, y'all, it is crazy outside. There's all kinds of stuff going on. If you are working a 9-to-5, you're probably stressed out about keeping your 9-to-5. If you don't have a 9-to-5, you're probably in the middle of trying to get a new 9-to-5. Or maybe you made the crazy leap to be a full-time entrepreneur like me. You got the world on fire all around you, middle of election year. A lot of stuff going on. It's absolutely nuts, right? It's nuts outside. And I could definitely see, let's speak for me. Look, for me, I know I be going to therapy on a regular basis. I believe in therapy, all right? Hashtag black folks need therapy. Hashtag we all need therapy. We all need it. And for me, I can say if it wasn't for therapy being like an ongoing maintenance tool in my toolkit to help me stay level and help me realize that I'm okay, everything around me is okay, here's what I can control, that has been critical for me. And I would hope that if you have thought about therapy, or if you haven't thought about therapy, shoot, let's say you're like I ain't got time for therapy, I'm too busy trying to make sure that these plates keep on spinning, I hope that you check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's completely convenient, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, keyword licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, which is incredible. It's very challenging to move around and find the right therapist for you. The fact that BetterHelp is providing that as just part of your experience is incredible. So find your support, get the help you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/corp today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/corp, CORP. Yo, have you heard of LinkedIn Learning? If you haven't, LinkedIn Learning is an American massive open online course provider. It provides video courses taught by industry experts in a variety of subjects. Now, why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this because Living Corporate is in partnership with LinkedIn Learning to provide diversity, equity, and inclusion courses. Listen, if you're trying to be a better ally, you want to understand better diversity, equity, inclusion strategies, or you just want to learn how to be a better leader, you got to check out the courses on LinkedIn Learning. So check it out. You can do it one of two ways. You can click the link in the show notes, or you go to LinkedIn Learning and you search Living Corporate. Again, link in the show notes, or go to LinkedIn Learning and search Living Corporate. I'll see you over there.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, let's discuss getting fired from your job. Imagine calling in sick to work and having your boss tell you, okay, but we need you here tomorrow. So even though you aren't feeling good the next day, you get yourself together and head into the office. As soon as you arrive, your boss calls you into a meeting, and sitting there with her is an HR rep. You're caught off guard, and upon sitting down, the HR rep lets you know that they are letting you go. This was how my first big boy job ended. During that time, it felt like my entire career was over before it ever really got started. Believe it or not, this is a common situation for anyone who experienced being fired for the first time. In the United States, there are 80 million people employed in the private sector of the American economy. With only 20 million of these people being protected by unions, that leaves 60 million employees that are considered employed at will. Employment decisions for those workers are at the discretion of employers. They can be fired for any reason, whether it's something bad or no reason at all. According to the ACLU, 2 million at-will employees are fired every year. So if you find yourself in that situation, you are not alone. Getting fired is not as much of a scarlet letter as many managers would love you to think it is. Honestly, getting fired isn't as large of an issue as you think it is. It's really just the end of a job. Try to reframe the way you think about getting fired. Think of it as just waiting a little too long to say I quit. One of the biggest worries people have when they are fired is, what do I say in an interview for a new job after I've been fired? Well, the first thing you don't want to say is, I got fired. When they ask, why did you leave your previous company? You can say something like, while I enjoyed my previous job, I felt like I learned as much as I could there and didn't want a job hunt on the side while still trying to do my work, so I left. This answer doesn't disparage you or your previous employer and portrays you as a candidate that is looking to still grow and learn. Many people also become worried that their previous employer might tell their potential employer why they were fired. Can they? In some states, yes, employers can legally provide any truthful information about your past work performance. However, most employers will only confirm that you worked there and the dates you worked there because there is a risk that you might bring a defamation lawsuit that would cost a lot to defend. So, while you want to avoid being fired, if you find yourself in that situation, remember, it is not the end of the road for your career. This tip is brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.